Welcome to the Highbury Squad. You can follow us on Twitter at Highbury Squad. In fact, it's the same on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and eventually iTunes. Join me, Sophie, aka at Soccer Diva, Amanda, aka at GoonaGirl1969, and our very special guest, Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell. It's just like being down the pub with your mates.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Highbury Squad. It feels like I've been away, out injured almost for quite some time. Last time I was on the show, there was this debate about whether or not I had too many mimosas. Bloody right, I had too many mimosas. Joining me on the show today is my partner in crime and my podcast sister from another mister, Princess Guna, Amanda. Hola, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. Oh, I've missed you. Thank God you're back.
I am back and Kevin isn't here today. He's doing the fatherly thing and watching his son play football, isn't he, PG?
Yeah, he is. He's gone to watch his son. I think it's somewhere up north. I don't know. Yes. But he did tell me, he'll tell me off after he listens to this. Sorry, Casey.
We love you, Casey, and we'll see you next week.
We do.
Let's get on with the show. There's lots to talk about. And obviously, our Gunners, who is this team? Who are they? Where have they come from? The evolution continues. And I am now calling it a revolution because I think we're ahead of where we should be at this point under Unai Emery. Amanda, you were at the game last night. 7 out of 7 wins in the Premier League. I don't care who you're playing. That's not easy to do. 10 out of 10 in all competitions. We are on fire. This team is gelling together. They feel like they've got team spirit. What say you about our Gunners?
I've not stopped tweeting since last night and Facebooking and WhatsApping my Gooner mates and just even talking to my dad. You know,
Are you a tweetaholic?
Last night, it just went a bit nuts because I did a few tweets that went a bit viral. So, you know me, I'll say what I've got to say. Just basically, look, at the beginning of the season when I was interviewed on the radio show, they asked me, what did I want from Arsenal this year? What could we expect? And I said it, and it was August time, and I said, the FA Cup again and getting in the top four. And they laughed at me and said, we don't think you're getting in the top four. Look, it is October. We've had a good run. We know it's not always going to be like this, but at the moment, our momentum and team spirit is through the roof. They want to play together. They act like the team are like brothers. We've not seen this before. I'm telling you, we've not seen this in many, many years. I agree with you.
Sorry to jump in here, but you're absolutely right. And I think that's the difference between the teams we've been watching under Wenger and this team. Same talent, Amanda, same group of players, barring a couple of additions. And let's face it, you know, Babasadopoulos wasn't playing. He was injured. Torreira was. Guendouzi came in. But it's pretty much the core team with a couple of new additions, and they are on fire from a spiritual perspective. I feel like they're connected.
So the additions he's brought in are quite major. So, you know, I've had all this from a lot of not Arsenal fans today saying, well, there are some Wenger's team. They're all of a sudden playing. Torreira is one of our main purchases, and he is rocking our midfield. So he wasn't a Wenger. You got Leno in goal. He wasn't a Wenger. I know what you're saying the core is, but he pulled Lacazette off at 69 minutes every game. So what that only did to his confidence, look at Lacazette. And, you know, I had this discussion with a mate of mine today, and I will still stand by this because a lot of Arsenal fans have said this today. His work rate yesterday, he won't get mentioned, Soph, because it'll all be Aubameyang, it'll be Ozil, it'll be Iwobi. He was phenomenal off that ball. And I work so hard, and I'm loving the bromance between Lacazette and Aubameyang. You can see they couldn't care less who scores as long as one of them does. You know, and that's brilliant. Look, you know, I've championed Ozil since day one. I do have a little bit of rose-tinted glasses. You can't have rose-tinted glasses last night. I've had non-Arsenal fans, even in my office, which is a shock, say how well and how majestic he was last night. Does he do it every game? No, he doesn't. He doesn't do it every game. But he does a lot of other stuff that he gets criticised that he doesn't do. I'm not going to go into Ozil. But honestly, So if I tweeted this, right? when you know, I don't know if you know which one I'm going to say, but when we score and then it comes on the screen, that the whole ground is cheering and then it stops and we watch. And then obviously the first goal, it was a great goal as well. The second goal was beautiful. The third goal was just majestic. The gasps after the replay is like, oh, and then everyone claps again. It was just beautiful last night. I do say there is something about playing at night under the spotlights. It does make it better. The atmosphere was the best I've heard in years. Even when we went 1-0 down, it was not toxic. That is the difference. I sit opposite our manager. I watch him constantly. He is up the whole time. I love that passion on the touchline. That's what I want. And I was also saying to a friend of mine today that what I love, I don't ever sit there now, Sophie, and go, is he going to make a sub? What sub's he going to do? He needs to do... I just sit there. I trust him. I trust him to make the right substitutions. Sorry.
So, at the right time.
At the right time. He makes substitutions before I've even thought about it. So this is what I mean. I used to be sitting there going, oh, he needs to change this or whatever. Look, you know... It is wonderful. Our tests are coming up now because obviously we played Sunday. We played Monday. We're going to play Thursday in Lisbon. We got Sunday away. Then obviously we get a little break up to Liverpool Saturday week. And everyone's saying that Liverpool's the big test. Yeah, it is obviously one of the big four coming to us. You know, we lost to City at home the first game, fully deserved to lose. I was at Chelsea away. We never deserved to lose. Unfortunately, we did. But we did not deserve to lose that game. So yeah, it will be a test for us and it's going to be a great game because as we know, they've not clicked yet, but they haven't lost the game. You know, they're second. So it's going to be great. I think what we need is just to keep this momentum going. I was a bit upset he changed the team last night, actually, because I don't like to change a winning team, but again, prove right. And I want to say two things before I let you come in, right? At the beginning of the pod back in August, I said to you about Iwobi, I said, under management, he could go far. He really could. If he's managed properly, right? Well, he's obviously being managed properly because he was outstanding in the first half last night. And also, and as much as Kevin wants to argue with me about this, I also said when I looked at the games after Chelsea, I said we won't lose another game for about 8 or 9 games. I could just see that we could build it.
I'm bragging. Because we did all say that we could go on a run.
I don't often get anything right, Soph, do I? So I have to brag when it happens. I didn't expect this. If I'm honest, I didn't expect 10 straight wins.
I don't think anybody did. I really don't. And I do think that everyone believed that we could potentially pick up at least 15 points from these games against the likes of Cardiff, Newcastle, Leicester. We just lost to Newcastle in April and Leicester in May, you know, and that's what I mean by partly the same team. These new players who've come in have infused a different kind of confidence. And I don't know if you agree with me, but I feel like our back line has felt much more confident since having Leno in goal, because it feels like that ball isn't a hot potato coming out right now. And I think everyone watching last night has to say, wow, this felt like a little bit of the old Arsenal in the second half. And I thought Leno made some incredible saves in the first half. It's funny when De Gea makes those saves, you know, or Liverpool's goalkeeper makes those saves. It's like, oh, he's having a great game. But when we have a goalkeeper making great saves, we got lucky. And so I want to bring in a regular who was on the show last season. We haven't really heard from him yet this season because I don't think Arsenal were lucky last night. I think maybe Leicester got unlucky with a particular decision. And Amanda, it's time to bring in the ref to check out what happened in the Gooner game last night.
This is a public service announcement. Listenership is highly advised. In order to protect his identity and the potential abuse from the Guna Nation and Premier League fans at large, we cannot reveal the referee's name, blood type, or general location. Public service announcement end.
All right, ref, welcome to the show. It's been a bit of a long time since we've spoken to you. After I got my sending off and my I was banned for a few games last season, it felt like you had completely given up on the Highbury squad. But here you are.
I'll never, never give up on the Highbury squad. Always a pleasure.
Well, I don't know about this season. We'll get your assessment in terms of how you feel decisions have been going so far this season. We try not to bring up your most hated subject, and that's VAR, but unfortunately it may have to come up, especially with regards to Arsenal's decision in that Leicester game last night. Amanda was there in the stadium. She saw it. I do believe she thinks it was a penalty. Most Arsenal fans, I think, believe it was a penalty. What's your assessment on the Rob Holding suggested penalty decision?
Yeah, it's a penalty. There was a slight nudge on Holding, but his arm was up. I don't know what he was thinking, to be honest with you. It was a very, very silly decision from a centre half. And he was asking for the penalty to be given. The referee couldn't have had a better view of it. And I can't really explain what his thought process was. And of course, we can go back to VAR and we can discuss that. But at the end of the day, it's a poor refereeing error. And it was a clear penalty and it should have been given. Can I go against the agenda a little bit? Can I just make a comment on Arsenal?
Of course, we'd love that. Absolutely. We were actually wondering if you're in awe of us right now, actually. Yes.
okay. So I'm gonna disagree with you a little bit, and then I'm gonna agree with you, and I'll be fulsome in my praise. But hear the first bit out. I think there's still an issue defensively with Arsenal, and certainly in the first half of games, they seem to be giving chances away. Leicester last night could and maybe should have been out of sight before Arsenal got back into it. But Arsenal are a football team at the moment. I think the word confidence has been used. I think once they start playing their football and once that starts coming together, they look a bit of an unstoppable force in terms of their attacking intent. Some of the football last night was just wondrous. I mean, you know, the third goal for me is the best goal that's been scored this season by a distance. And it was an absolute, as a non-Arsenal supporter, it was an absolute pleasure to behold that second half yesterday. Just as a football fan watching a piece of football, there's not often when you watch football and it turns into art on a football field. And the football that was played in and around the second and third goals yesterday, was art. That's what it was. It was football in its purest beauty. And yeah, that doesn't happen often. So I doff my cap to the football that was played last night. And Unai Emery deserves a lot of credit for turning what was a divisive dressing room around. And certainly that's the biggest change that I can see from the outside. They look a united outfit when they get going. But it's when they get going. And I think he'll know, and he's not daft, he's one of the best managers in the world, he'll know that there's a lot to work on in terms of not allowing that slow start maybe to come in place. Because if you'd have stopped the game at 55 minutes last night, you'd have said, well, Leicester deserved to be in the lead, really. I know it was 1-1, but Leicester with a dominant side. Leno looks a good goalkeeper. He looks more solid than maybe what you've got with Cech. He's certainly more comfortable with the ball at his feet. And I think that makes a difference. Although he did make a rash decision to come out for a cross last night, and Leicester should have scored when he hit the bar. So yeah, he's, you know, I'll keep us after that, but fantastic to watch. Brilliant.
It's really interesting because I'm with you on this a little bit more than Soph. I'm still worried about the defence, and it'll be very interesting to see in the next couple of months what actually happens. We all are really actually a little bit, and I say we all, people I talk to, a little bit worried about it. The thing is, what's lovely for me is that I actually came out of that stadium last night. I went, it's an actual joy to come here now. I actually look forward to watching our team. I mean, Aubameyang's second goal was 15 passes with 10 players. I'm not being funny. This is, you know, they used to call it Wenger ball, right? I mean, this is what, we haven't seen this for years. And you know, it does, it breeds confidence, doesn't it? Confidence breeds confidence and whatever. I'm a little bit, I like the goalkeeper, actually. I think, Cech's misfortune has been our fortune. If, you know, Cech was playing well at the beginning of the season, I do like the goalkeeper. I do feel, I have watched the penalty incident again, and I'm with you on that. It was a penalty. But again, you know, what annoys me about other fans is that, you know, telling us we got lucky last night, I don't believe that that's the truth, especially not on the second half. I believe that, unfortunately for us, we don't make the rules. The referee didn't see it. It's not our fault. We've been in games where referees not seen penalties for us. It swings and roundabouts. I'll say that all the time. But what I actually loved was the third goal was just football porn, as I've tweeted all day long. It was just, I've not stopped watching that goal. It is just beautiful football. And it is. It was artful. It was majestic, that's my word today. It was wonderful. And we've not seen this in for so long that we saw it
last week.
Yeah, but I mean now, this season, I mean, we're seeing it now where Ramsey's goal at Fulham has now been outdone by one of the goals last night. Who'd have thought that? That was beautiful as well. This is what, not we expect, but this is what we want. Any team wants their team to win and watch beautiful football. I mean, you can go back to, I was talking about Man United today. I don't even like watching them. I don't like any of their football. But yet back in the 90s, I loved watching them because it was great football and they won as well. At the moment, they've got a couple of wins under their belt. You know, you look, apparently this is Tottenham's best start to the season, yet we're above them. And we're still like, on cloud nine, Soph, because we did not expect this, did we? I thought that we'd get a few draws in that 8 or 9. That's what I thought. I didn't think we'd lose. That's what I said. But it's just beautiful to watch. And you had to be there last night. Honestly, 1-0 down. There was no toxicity. They would cheer. We were singing. I mean, I was singing much more last night than I've ever done.
Here's the scoop, right? Well, this is what I was saying to Will Gavin on TalkSport last night. I feel like the evolution is progressing beautifully. The biggest test is going to come on November 3rd, and then it will come in the North London Derby, and then it will come when we face United early December. This is where Arsenal will be judged. This is where our mental strength will come into play. This is where we will learn about this team. And I agree with the ref and with you. Defensively, we still have some issues, okay? And so, for us, I feel like, are we taking the Premier League by storm right now? Yes, because no one gave us a chance of even finishing in the top six. Do we have an opportunity to upset how that top four was going to look at the end of the season, according to all of the experts? Absolutely. And I detect a little accent with the ref, and we won't keep you long, and we appreciate you commenting on our Gunners referee, but I detect your accent comes from up north somewhere. And the next team we are going to face is Liverpool, and coming from that part of the world, obviously, you can't reveal the identity of the team that you support. But what chances do you give the Gunners against the old mighty Liverpool?
Without giving my identity away, I keep a close eye on all things Liverpool. And Liverpool they're an interesting one. In terms of their attacking game, they've not started to fire. They were winning games at the start of the season. They were winning games very comfortably without getting out of second and third gear. You know, they beat Southampton, West Ham, Crystal Palace without having remotely to look to get out of the comfort zone. That sort of changed a little bit in terms of the last few fixtures. Obviously, Liverpool went through a run of fixtures which were very difficult on paper in terms of Manchester City at home, Chelsea away, Napoli away. They're difficult fixtures to play, and they do take something out of you when you play those games because of the intensity involved. And they came away from them. Okay, Napoli, they got beat, but certainly in the league, in Man City and in Chelsea, they came away unscathed and played reasonably well in both. To keep a clean sheet against Manchester City is no mean feat. To actually change Pep Guardiola's tactics is massive, because he did. He changed the tactics at Anfield. They weren't as open. They didn't attack Liverpool like everyone thought they were going to do. And they tried to enclose Liverpool in. What is the difference with Liverpool this season, and certainly has been since they got a spanking at Tottenham, is the solidity at the back. Everyone can rave about attacking football, and of course that's wonderful to see, but actually your base comes from what goes on at the back end of the pitch. And the signing of Alisson, and certainly definitely Virgil van Dijk, has changed the conversation where Liverpool are concerned. Whereas in the past they would always look, I don't think we've conceded a home goal since February. which is ridiculous, really.
It's a pretty good record.
Yeah, they don't look like they're going to concede goals. Virgil van Dijk is a snip for the money they've paid for him. And they don't look like they're going to concede. That said, you've just asked me a direct question. What are Arsenal's chances against Liverpool? They're very good. Liverpool have a poor record anyway at the Emirates. It's not a ground which Liverpool do well at. Arsenal are a team that frankly can cut anyone open. Anyone. And I mean anyone. It's whether Liverpool can exploit deficiencies at the back. And I think the key for Arsenal against Liverpool will be not to concede early. I think if Arsenal concede early against Liverpool, that changes the dynamic of the game in terms of Liverpool can sit back, they can soak it up, and they have pace and abundance in Mane and Salah. They can really hurt Arsenal. The key for Arsenal is to keep it tight. If Arsenal can keep it tight for 45 minutes and maybe even go in 0-0 at half-time, I actually fancy Arsenal to come away with the points.
All right, referee, give us before we let you go, give us a quick prediction.
1-1. Fence City.
After all that.
Splinter in my backside. 1-1.
All right. Well, listen, we don't encourage referees to gamble. I'm sure you don't.
Never.
But we sure do appreciate your prediction and for coming on the show to clarify the penalty incident. And we do know that you're not a proponent of VAR, and eventually we probably will see it in the Premier League. But until next time, good luck, referee, and we'll talk to you next week if that's cool with you.
Absolutely fine. Thank you very much and have a good evening.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
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 The referee has left the building. Public service announcement end.
Thanks again to the ref. Always good fodder having him on. And Amanda seemed like she was pretty busy at the Emirates last night. It looked like everything was happening and everyone from my neck of the woods in the United States was at the game last night. Talk us through a little bit about the amazing experience, the overall atmosphere and who you met.
Well, Soph, honestly, what a night I had. So Arsenal America, about 80 of them travelled over and have done different games, and some are still here, some are still gone. Met them in the pub. Wow. All I can say is absolutely fantastic. If anyone ever doubts the passion of foreign fans, they'll have me to deal with. They were dressed head to toe in Arsenal. They looked, I know it sounds funny, they looked like English football fans. They had everything on, right? They were singing Arsenal songs. They were singing We Ate Tottenham. It was just brilliant. A special shout out has to go to Tiff and to Laurie, oh my God, and their husbands and their friends, and I think it's Kanina, and I met some amazing people last night. A lovely girl called Ebony, she's not part of them, but she's English. I just had a great time. So basically, me and a Guna girl, we went to meet them, and they're lovely, and they listen to our podcast, and they really enjoy us as well, which is fantastic. And all they wanted to do was hear my accent, which is funny because I hate my voice.
And it's hilarious. You guys did a Facebook Live as well, didn't you? Which was funny.
Oh, Ebony did it. I don't really know what this Facebook Live and stuff means, but she wanted a prediction. And talking about predictions, I'll come to that in a second. They were just fantastic. And a big shout out to them, honestly. And they are at Guna Gals, G-A-L-S. And I love them. They do a Guna Gras every year with 200-300 American fans. Actually, I think it's global, but it's mainly American. Descend on New Orleans for 3 days of Arsenalness. Honestly, I just amazing. I've been invited to go. They keep saying to me on Facebook today, will you come over? Will you come over? Just an amazing group of ladies who I absolutely loved. I just love them.
That's so awesome. That is really, really awesome. And they've been really supportive of the Highbury squad and everyone. They love you. They adore the show. They adore us. They adore Kev. And so to interact with them is amazing. And you're right about, you know, fans here in the US. They're smart. They really follow the team. They save up their money and they follow the team. And, you know, they're off to Lisbon. They're, like you said, they're on this amazing tour. And to have that game and that performance from Ozil last night, how magic was that for them, right?
Yeah, but what was magic is they went pitch side and they saw the coach coming in and then they were on the pitch and they met Alan Smith and some bumped into Wrighty and, oh my God, did they have an experience? And you know what I loved? That they're, you know what? I was saying this to the girl I was with. I go to the Emirates every other week. I've gone since it's open. I've been to Highbury for 30 odd years, how long it was, right? I take it for granted. I go, oh yeah, we're playing Leicester today. Oh yeah, we're playing Tottenham today. And honestly, watching their faces, knowing that they're going to Lisbon, they're going to Palace, they're going to Blackpool, some are here for Liverpool. They're spending thousands of pounds as well. Time, money, effort, everything. They get up in the middle of the night to watch the game. I can't rave about them enough. I really can't. And they made me feel so welcome and they love us. Not just me, Soph. They love me, you and Kev. They just love the pod. They love what we do and they listen to us as well, which is fantastic.
And awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
Just,
I love it.
And just, I love meeting people around the world. Absolutely love it.
You little social butterfly, you. I love it. let's get our laundry list out the way here. You guys are listening to the Highbury Squad with myself, Sophie at Soccer Diva, and also Amanda at Princess Guna 1969. Kev is away today. He'll be back next week. You can find us on all of the social platforms. We're really active on Twitter, joining the conversation and the debate always. We engage with everyone. And my Twitter holic over here will always be around 24/7 to respond to you. But talk to me a little bit about Theo Foley and the book and stuff. And you have a little bit of news on that front too.
I do. I love Theo Foley. Obviously, 89 Anfield, which I've not mentioned for at least a week. he was George Graham's coach. He was... I met Theo when I supporters do late 80s. I had a chat with him then. And then I met him back at the premiere when I interviewed the players for AFTV. And not many people recognised him. And I went, Theo. And he came over, we had a lovely chat. And I adore him. I really, really do. And he's brought a book out, which I've got a copy of. I've not read it yet. I'm so looking forward to reading it. It's called Theo, Give Us a Ball. A Life in Football, written by him with his son, Paul Foley. And there's a lovely foreword by George Graham in it as well. And the pictures are fabulous. And I imagine the stories are going to be fabulous. It really would be a great Christmas present, that's for sure. I'm going to read it. I can't wait. And I want to thank him as well for sending me a signed copy, which I love. And I think everyone should, you know, this, you know, George Graham, Theo Foley, to me, is my growing up days at Arsenal. It really is. I mean, obviously, I grew up with Terry Neill, Don Howe. Then we had George Graham, you know, and then obviously Wenger and now Emery. So that he's
so
part,
cool.
He's part of my world, cool. You know. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to reading it. And, yeah, it's called Theo, Give Us a Ball, and you can buy it anywhere, I'm sure.
You have been a busy little bee,
honestly,
haven't you, eh?
Honestly.
Rocking and rolling, flying the Highbury squad flag, your Arsenal, you know, back on form, our Arsenal back on form. I mean, football hasn't been fun in a long, long time. And listen, everyone, don't start texting us and tweeting us that we're all getting carried away. It's okay to be a little bit happy and enjoy your football team playing good football again, is it not, Amanda?
It is. And, you know, I get a lot of negativity on Twitter, like, but not negative. People are nervous, like, well, wait till December. We won't have this in December. Do you know what? In life, enjoy today. We do not know what tomorrow is going to bring. We've had 10 straight wins. We've seen some beautiful football. We've seen some beautiful goals. And to be fair, and I don't mean to sound precious or anything, but we deserve it. It's been years of watching the same thing. And I'm not going to go into that, but I'm so, so pleased that, you know, I have a manager that is as passionate as anything. Obviously, times will tell where, you know, we do lose. It's going to happen. Obviously, if we draw, when we've been winning, it's going to see. But let's see what the team are made of.
Definitely. And let's all continue to stick together. It's Amanda brought up a brilliant point that even when the team went 1-0 down, there was no booing. There was no giving the players a hard time. Everyone was patient. And seeing Unaia manage this squad the way he is, long may it continue, and we'll be behind the team all the way. Now, real quick, we are playing on Thursday in Lisbon. I'm assuming there's going to be lots of changes here, Amanda, of course, as we head into our next game against Palace as well. What are your thoughts on Europa League on Thursday? It's a short turnaround, of course. Everyone's facing the same issues. We'll see other players come in. What's your prediction?
I think it's interesting, isn't it? I think when you have momentum and confidence, I think you could play every day. You know, it's that buzz, isn't it? Prediction for the game? I'm going to go for 2-2, actually. I fancy a draw on Thursday. You know, they're not a bad side, Sporting, are they? But can we just go back to something a second? I do have to go... That's me clapping.
You thought me?
No, that's me clapping. That's me clapping.
I don't have a bell. I don't have a bell with me today.
Good. Because I don't like the bell, but let's just not go there. I'm clapping you, my lovely, because you finally got a prediction right.
Finally. It's been a while. I've gone through the dry spell. I really have.
You predicted 3-1 for last night. I predicted 3-2 and Kevin had 4-1. So to be fair, none of us were that far off, were we? But you got it spot on, my darling. Well done. And I was praying, because we were WhatsApping, weren't we? I was praying that I wasn't going to be right. I did not want to be right. Wouldn't mind Kevin being right. But you know what? We would have been. Do you know, Lacazette had a lovely chance and he fluffed it. And it's, I couldn't believe it, actually. But well done, you. So prediction for Thursday. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a bit of a tougher game. I think it's going to be one of the toughest games we've had over the last, before the international break. I think that, you know, a draw's a good shout. I fancy a 1-1, actually. I'd be fine with a 1-1. It's not a disaster.
I was thinking that, darling. I was honestly thinking 1-1, 2-0. I agree with you. I think that's what's going to happen. A draw would be fine. We're top of the group, 6 points. We just need to keep, not losing. Okay, we've got Palace on Sunday, 1:30 kickoff. This is a problem for me, you know. Thursday night, Lisbon. I know Portugal's round the corner, but, you know, it still takes it out of them, playing Thursday night, home in the middle of the night Friday. All right, thankfully, we're not playing Saturday, and we wouldn't be, but, you know, it is quick succession. But Palace at home, Palace at Palace, 1:30 Sunday. What do you reckon?
Well, we had that horrible 3-0, didn't we, in April 2017. That was just the beginning of the end of the end of the old regime, let's just say. And we've bounced back against them since. We beat them in December 3-2, I believe it was, of 2017. And then in January, we beat them 4-1. So, look, Palace would do a win, Amanda. This is a banana skin game for us. I'm a bit worried like you. Like there's been the interlal, but then two successive games, a team that's really hurting right now and looking for a win really badly. I don't know. I'm going to go 2-1 to us.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, I fancy another draw, if I'm honest. I think, oh, I don't know. I'm going to go 1-1 on Sunday. I'll be happy, honestly, if we just don't lose. I just want to continue. I just think it's three games within a week. It's quick succession. And what we'll do with Kevin's, predictions, we will put it on Twitter and Facebook, what he says, because we don't know what he's going to say. No doubt he'll
we
disagree.
We never know what he's going to say.
We never know what our Kev's going to say. Do you know what? Isn't it lovely? I can say what I want and he's not here.
Yeah, you're not getting slapped on the wrist as much this week. No one's being accused of football treason, although that is me that does that a lot.
Yeah.
The most we've accused you of being today is a Twitterholic, but that always helps the Highbury squad and we love that. All right, we've reviewed the Leicester game, the most beautiful second half we've seen in a long time from the Gunners. We've spoken to the ref and we've figured all that nonsense out, even got a little sneaky peeky of what he thinks Arsenal can do against Liverpool. We've given our predictions for Lisbon and Palace. There is only one thing that remains for us to do, Amanda, and you and I have not done this in a long time. I'm going to turn the clock back a little bit and throw in a little snog, marry, avoid. What do you think about them apples?
Throw those apples at me.
All All right, here's your three. Are you ready? And in celebration of the new regime down at the Emirates, we're going to pick three newbies. We have Unai Emery, we have Torreira, and we have little cutie Guendouzi. Ken's probably like, I'm so happy I'm not there today.
Yeah, exactly. We can only do when he's not here. We just like roll his eyes, won't he? There is no doubt in my mind I could have stopped you before you even said the second and third. It would be Emery. I have a little man crush, manager crush, not man crush, manager crush on our manager.
So what, are you marrying him? Are you marrying him? Is that what you're doing?
I'm snogging, marrying him, doing everything with him. Oh, no. I can't do a void. Oh my God. Right. Marrying Emery, snogging Torreira and Guendouzi because he's too young for me.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, that's right. The only way I can say I love Guendouzi, but no.
I'm gonna marry Guendouzi because his hair is so fabulous and I could just, you know, I don't know, just play with that all day, I guess. Who knows? I'm going to snog Torreira because he's a firecracker. My God, what a difference this guy's made to the team. Oh. Look, we're just having a little bit of fun here, everyone. Calm down. I can feel your YouTube comments coming right now. But Torreira is a little firecracker and he seems like a lot of fun and I just adore him. And I think Unai could take the rejection better than the other two because, as you said, they're a bit young and Unai is very mature. So I'm thinking that he would be fine with being tossed aside.
Okay. Well, do you know what? Soph, I just don't know what to say because we're both happy. And you're happy.
Weird. Da, 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 da,
da. I'm so excited to go to the next game where before I'd be going, yeah, I got that next. I'd be like,
how about this? Let's do one of these old school style. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and Arsenal's gonna show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Kevin is definitely not here.
Definitely not here.
Oh, we're just having a laugh because we're happy. We are, and we're really appreciative of what we're watching and the joy it's bringing to us. This is what football is all about. You know, honestly, and on we go. And do you know what? Bring on the Scousers as well. I'm not nervous. I think we'll do another pod next week, but I'm excited. Yes.
We're going to try and contain ourselves because Liverpool are a great team. But listen, the way we're playing, the confidence we have, I think Leno's making a difference at the back. I think we just need to keep our heads together and let's march on, Arsenal Nation, because this United Arsenal is really, really super exciting. We'll be back next week with another show, big build up to Liverpool. We're going to have a really fantastic guest for Crystal Palace. Next week, we'll announce that a little bit later on this week on Twitter, and then a really superb guest for the Liverpool game as well, someone that you'll love, a total legend. And that's it. But don't ever forget, Amanda, what is the real word on the street?
Always Arsenal!
Welcome to the Highbury Squad. You can follow us on Twitter at Highbury Squad. In fact, it's the same on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and eventually iTunes. Join me, Sophie, aka at Soccer Diva, Amanda, aka at GoonaGirl1969, and our very special guest, Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell. It's just like being down the pub with your mates.